With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spier. Republican State Senator Duane Ankeny of Colstrip says he's 65% confident a White House plan to subsidize coal-fired power plants will succeed. Ankeny just returned from a trip to Washington, D.C., arranged by U.S. Senator Steve Daines. Corin Cates Carney has more.
As coal feels market pressures from cheaper natural gas and consumers demand less carbon-emitting energy, Republican Senator Ankeny says coal-fired power plants should receive government dollars to help keep them running and economically viable. Ankeny says the recent cold snap in Montana is an example for why coal should remain a stable part of the energy supply.
As soon as the wind quits blowing and you lose your hydro, then you want that baseload coal-fired generation to come online.
Ankeny says his conversations with U.S. Department of Energy officials earlier this week did not include hard set numbers on potential subsidies for coal-fired power. A timeline for the policy is also unclear. In 2018, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission rejected a Trump administration proposal to subsidize coal and nuclear power. However, Ankeny says such subsidies are needed to put coal on a level playing field with renewables like wind.
That's what it's all about. The consumer making sure that they have reliable, low-cost electricity.
The Department of Energy did not respond to Montana Public Radio's request for details about potential subsidies for coal before this story aired. The Montana Environmental Information Center's Deputy Director, Ann Hedges, says the public shouldn't be on the financial hook for energy sources like coal that can't compete in a changing energy market.
This shift is permanent, and it's time to have a plan to move forward and not keep looking back at the last century of electricity production.
Hedges says electricity generation can eventually move beyond coal, and the energy from coal can be replaced by other sources like gas, wind, and solar. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.